Tweeters from the Atlantic by Barry Mahoney. Baking bread. Expats in many countries, and particularly those in Spain, Portugal and France, will quickly discover many wonderful bakeries. Forget the plastic bread on sale in the supermarkets, but that wonderful bread baked in relatively small quantities by people who recognise that it's the taste of real bread that buyers are looking for. I like a simple, freshly baked loaf of bread, preferably white, and with a dark and crispy crust. However, I still cannot quite find the taste and texture of a loaf that I used to like in the UK, despite having a wonderful bakery in the village where all types of loaves are baked. I am pleased I had the foresight to pack the bread maker when we left the UK. I tried several models over the years, and all failed after a few months. And it was friends who recommended a model made by Panasonic. Well, 12 years later, the bread maker is still producing 2 or 3 loaves a week, with additional loaves made for friends and neighbours. The smell of freshly baked bread is one of the most evocative in the world, and it's also to be highly recommended if you're entertaining or trying to sell your property. 2 months ago, our trusty bread maker developed a strange grating noise. 12 years of faithful baking was a reasonable lifespan in an age when planned obsolescence seems to be the norm, and so I ordered a replacement machine from Amazon. A week later, a huge box arrived with a replacement machine, and in many ways the new machine looked very similar and baked a perfect loaf of bread the first time that I used it. Before disposing of the old machine, I gave it a good shake. I heard something click inside, and I felt the need to give it just one more try. I put in all the ingredients, and the 4-hour process began. It now appeared to be working perfectly, with no grating noise. It too made a perfect loaf of bread, just as it always had. So clearly, a good shake was the answer. So now we have 2 bread makers in our house. Some may think it strange or maybe a little obsessive, but I found it to be a real advantage. I can bake 2 loaves of bread at the same time, I can open only 1 packet of yeast and flour without any waste, and the job is done and forgotten for another week. Another advantage is that I am in control of the ingredients. There are no added preservatives, and salt and sugar are kept to a minimum, unlike loaves purchased in the supermarkets. Also, bread is very cheap to make at home, which is another advantage during these difficult times. Yeast has been difficult to find in Spain and the Canary Islands. Bread-making machines are not popular in Spain, and most home bakers use freshly yeast from their local bakery. But this is not advised for use in bread-making machines, and dried yeast is not easy to get. I usually rely on thoughtful friends bringing a supply of yeast from Tesco or Sainsbury's in the UK, although in an emergency I can get an expensive supply from the Elcourt Inglés department store. During my first hesitant attempts at bread making in the Canary Islands, I used levadura en polvo, which I thought was dried yeast. The dreadful result sent me heading for the dictionary, where I discovered that levadura en polvo is actually baking powder. What I really needed was levadura de panadero, which is baker's yeast. So if you're tempted to bake your own bread, have a look at the expat survival section of my website, where I've included further details. Bella, my dog, and I are just off for morning coffee, toast and Marmite. If you enjoyed this Twitter, have a look at my website, www.barrymahoney.com, and thank you for listening.